This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His support in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah in Dubai was from the characteristics of the people of Jannah. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah is extremely merciful. He is so, you know, merciful that He has built already Jannah for us. And He is so merciful that He has shown us in the Quran and through the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what are the qualities that we must possess in order to gain Jannah. And this is exactly this topic of today's khutbah. Subhanallah, among the qualities of the people of Jannah are those, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and they who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and due to that fear, they actually prevent from any unlawful acts. This is the quality of the people of Jannah. You know, when you are conscious of Allah, when you have taqwa of Allah, when you have fear of Allah, when you have consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you prevent from that which is wrong, which is unlawful, which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you protect yourself. This protection actually leads you to Jannah, subhanallah. So if you and I would like to be among the people of Jannah, prevent because of the consciousness of Allah, prevent from that which is unlawful. Likewise, my brothers and sisters, people who are attentive to their prayer are the people of Jannah. People who prevent themselves from ill speech, they are the people of Jannah. People who spend for the sake of Allah, they are the people of Jannah. People who guard their modesty and chastity, they are the people of Jannah. People who guard their prayers, they are the people of Jannah. My brothers and sisters, people who control their tongue, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Kuffa alayka illa min khair, illa min al khair." So protect your tongue, hold on to your tongue, you know, subhanallah, except that which is good, subhanallah. So my brothers and sisters, guarding your tongue makes you the people of Jannah. Guarding your private parts makes you a people of Jannah. My brothers and sisters, we need to understand, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you want Jannah, ask Allah al-Firdaus. And subhanallah, every single day, it's a big question to myself and to you, how many times a day do we ask for Jannah? We all want Jannah, but then do you and do I ask for Jannah every single day? Well, listen to this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, anybody who asks Jannah three times, Allah will grant him Jannah. Subhanallah. This itself shows that you want something. If you want something, you ask that thing from the one who controls, who owns it. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, let us ask Al-Jannatul Firdaus from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let us perform those deeds, those acts, and let us uphold that character which is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has the quality of fulfilling the trust, which has the quality of truthful in speech, which has the quality of self-sufficiency, which has the quality of gratitude in our things, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be among the people of Jannah. These are the traits that we must possess, my brothers and sisters. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will be among the people of Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest levels of Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will witness the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and success to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect and guard this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to have mercy on the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.